The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's Mino Studio spelled M-E-N-O. MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the memes, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs. And welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is landlord-friendly states. Now, what does landlord-friendly mean, and why is that important? An often overlooked aspect of evaluating rental property markets is the local landlord-tenant laws. Certain states have dramatically more tenant-friendly legislation than others, so it's really important to be aware of the landlord-tenant laws wherever you are considering investing. In states that are not so friendly to landlords, including California, New York, Illinois, and New Jersey, to name a few. A renter, let's say they're without hot water. Something happens, they're without hot water, but they don't tell the landlord, but they can legally withhold their rent until it is fixed or pay to fix it and deduct that from the rent. And that really can throw off a landlord if you're trying to manage your funds and your expenses in that area. Another example of a city that is more anti-landlord is, for example, Baltimore, Maryland. In Baltimore City, the eviction process takes at least 3 months, often longer, while the landlord must carry the mortgage and the tenant simply lives there for free. I mean, I've heard the same stories happening in California where tenants are living there for even a year without paying rent. So knowing the landlord-tenant laws in the state you're investing is critical if you're going to succeed as an investor. Many states tend to favor tenants when it comes to implementation of landlord-tenant law. There are, however, some states that actually favor the landlord. And if you're thinking about getting into a rental property business, then you want to consider those top landlord-friendly states. I've compiled a list of the top 9 landlord-friendly states. And you'll notice, and this is not coincidence, but you'll notice that as a general rule of thumb, red states tend to favor landlords, while blue states favor tenants. So let's get into and look at some of these states. Number 1, Texas. Texas allows landlords to quickly wield their rights when there is a lease violation in place. This is one of the key areas that you want protection. Texas even allows landlords and tenants to agree on needed repairs at the cost of the tenant without recompense. So these are a couple of examples that Texas tends to be one of the top areas there, and being able to have that kind of compensation available really makes a difference. Number 2, Indiana. This state offers landlords a lot of time to make sure their property wasn't damaged by a tenant. And this can be important, especially if you have multiple properties. Since 2002, landlords have been allowed to withhold a security deposit for 45 days to make sure the property wasn't damaged by a tenant. This can be very helpful. If you don't have that kind of that little grace period there, you can't really check out a property in many cases. Number three, Colorado. Landlords have two advantages in the state of Colorado. They can enter a rental property they own without giving a tenant advance notice. Now, this could be really valuable, especially if there's a leak and let's say you have somebody underneath that unit. To be able to get in there and to fix the problem is really critical. But some states won't allow you to enter without prior notice. So that's really important. Also in Colorado, they can also quickly move on eviction proceedings when rent remains unpaid. A demand for compliance gives tenants 72 hours to pay the rent or move out. Number four, Georgia. Georgia has a history of favoring the landlord when an eviction case is taken all the way to the court. It is extremely rare for a tenant to prevail in an eviction case, even if there's just cause for them to not pay the rent. The state also has an informal eviction process, which allows a landlord to potentially file for an unlawful detainer lawsuit in as little as 48 hours after not paying the rent. Notices only need to be verbally given as well, and tenants must pay within 7 days of a payment demand or they will almost always be evicted. Number five, Kentucky. In some instances in Kentucky, landlords can withhold the security deposit up to 60 days. Landlords can also file what is called an unconditional quit notice if a tenant has been late on the rent once in the last 6 months. This gives the tenant 14 days to move out without the option to pay to cure a past due. Number six, Mississippi. In Mississippi, tenants failing to remove declared garbage can then have an eviction notice filed. And this is something that, you know, and some landlords have to deal with this all the time. There'll be just trash and things just laying out that tenants aren't responsible for. But in Mississippi, it allows for an unconditional 14-day notice to force a lease termination if they don't move that garbage. Number seven, Arizona. In Arizona, landlords are able to terminate a lease in 10 days if they discover false information on the application for tenancy, even if it's been several months. This includes failing to disclose any criminal conviction. These are things that sometimes you find out about after a tenant has been in place. So this is a good protection for a landlord. Number eight, Florida. What makes Florida a landlord-friendly state is the fact that there are no laws regarding rent control. Security deposits can be unlimited and can be returned up to 30 days after a move-out date. Overdue rent requires just a 3-day notice, and damage to the property that is intentional qualifies for a 7-day unconditional quit notice. Repeated violations of the lease also qualify for the 7-day unconditional notice, but the court still must enforce an eviction and hear the case. And number nine, the last on my list, Arkansas. One of the most landlord-friendly states is Arkansas, where failure to pay rent on time for any reason is grounds for eviction. Further, when tenants lease property in Arkansas, the renters are accepting it as is. The only required maintenance is that which would violate health and safety standards. So that's my list. These top landlord-friendly states will help you to protect your investments. Tenants still have the rights in these states, and landlords must always fulfill their obligation to provide safe housing. Just because these are landlord-friendly doesn't mean you don't have to fulfill your obligation to provide people a good place to live and a safe place to live. And so that's a given. But these top nine states give landlords at least more tools to use to rectify problem tenants. And for those of us that have multifamily properties, that's really important. If you have a bad tenant in there that is really doing things that could potentially harm the other tenants, you want to know that you can move quickly to take care of that and to protect your other tenants. So that's a good plus here. So just to recap, I'm going to give the top nine states again. Number one, Texas. Number two, Indiana. Number three, Colorado. Number four, Georgia. Number five, Kentucky. Number six, Mississippi. Number seven, Arizona. Number eight, Florida. And number nine, Arkansas. Well, I hope that was helpful for you today. That's all we have. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including any kind of links that I may have access to, will be in our show notes on olddogsreinetwork.com. Of course, dog spelled D-A-W-G. Look for episode number 034. Okay, so if you'll look for episode 034, you'll get a copy of the show notes, and you'll be able to reference all this information, including this complete list. Also, just keep in mind that we are super thankful for you taking the time to listen to this broadcast. We know that there's a lot of other things that you could be doing right now, and we really appreciate that you've taken the time to listen. So, until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.